Wait a minute, hold up. Today's episode is fueled by two steaming cups of coffee from Longhorn Coffee Bar. Chayla was kind enough to send us a bag of beans that she roasts herself in-house, and it was just the kick of caffeine that we needed to start our day and keep us hustling. You can find her on Instagram at Longhorn_coffee_bar_co. Or if you're not an Iowa gal like us, you can look her up in the Medford, Oregon area. Thanks, Chayla. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to season two of the Breaking Western podcast. We're almost nearing the end of season two.
You're so close.
We're not there yet. We have another guest that is super influential. I'd even call them influencers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If they're not, their dogs damn sure are.
Oh, you betcha.
Today, we have FR Doxies on the line. CJ, Mandy, what is up?
Hi.
Are you guys currently cuddling wieners? First question.
Yeah.
Of course. Yes. We're stroking them, having a nice time.
Whiskey and wiener dogs.
Yep.
Ooh, we love that. Ooh, that should be a t-shirt.
Ooh.
Whiskey and wiener dogs. Just saying.
Did we just come up with our first merch?
A few of my favorite things.
I think you guys just came up with your first merch idea.
So everyone listening, you heard it here first. We're already off to something big, so stay tuned.
I love it.
Hang up and go make t-shirts now.
No shit. So let's go back to the very beginning of FR Doxies. And truly, we don't know how far back this goes.
We know next to nothing except for that we love you and your dogs are cute as fuck.
Yes. So take us back. Was there like a first Dotson experience? Did one of you have one first? Like, what happened to kick this all off?
I had the wieners all my life. That means two things, and they're both true. I actually got my first wiener dog. I was 15, and my dad and I were going to go try out a rope horse, and I totally plotted to buy a wiener dog when we were up there. We got up there, they'd already sold the horse, and I was like, oh, we're just picking up this dog for a friend, Dad. Little did he know, that was our dog. His name was Wiener.
Oh.
And yes. One of my favorite memories in life was, like, going to high school rodeos, and my dad would be out in the mornings being like, wiener, wiener. So awkward.
That's amazing, though. That's, like, the ultimate plot. I feel like all of us have done that, where you just, like, show up at home with some sort of animal, and mm-hmm. you're like, but can I keep it?
Oops.
My parents
but it's ours now.
You know what?
Best decision I ever made, hands down.
What's so funny is that we honestly did not, like, when we were planning out this podcast, we didn't even think about the rodeo connection of anything.
No, we were
like, just like, doxies, doxies, wieners, wieners.
We love doxies. We love the wiener dogs.
Did you barrel race? Did you rope? What did you do high school rodeo-wise?
I barrel raced and did coals. Was a terrible goat tire, but I did it.
Nice.
Amazing.
Amazing. Okay, so that kind of makes sense then how it, like, tied in later in life to the Western industry.
Yes.
Amazing. Because that's not really the typical dog you think of when you think of cattle,
just the
horses.
Western. Yeah, you got, like, your heelers and your...
Yeah, your Aussies.
Your Aussies and all of your shepherds are, like, working dogs. But a doxie.
Hey, wiener dogs are right there.
And they're great dogs.
They'll handle some shit if they need to.
Oh, yeah. They'd slide right down into a hole. I'm going to weasel something out for you.
Amazing.
They're great travel companions for the rodeo road. You know, they're small. They're cute.
Oh,
super cute.
I love that.
So, CJ, did you just get, like, swept up in this?
Yeah, we started dating, and we ended up getting our first dog, and I was kind of stubborn. We're never going to have a dog sleep in our bed.
Dog's not sleeping in our bed. I'm like, yeah, whatever, guys.
All kinds of stuff like that. And now we have two dogs that sleep in our bed every night.
Oh.
Like, I'll sleep on the couch so they can have more bed, apparently.
AJ didn't really grow up with dogs, so.
No, I only had a couple dogs growing up. And
I had to introduce them to how to be hardcore dog parents.
You definitely nail that. It's like dog mom, but on, and I say this, you know, I'm also
from a place
insane
of deep respect. She's
dog mom, mm-hmm. but like the wardrobe, the inspiration, the everything is just, it's on point.
It's on point. So the FR, this is Fancy and Roscoe, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And were these your first two wieners?
No, wiener was.
Mine and CJ's together.
Well, together. Sorry.
We think that we should dedicate this episode to the original wiener. To wiener himself. I think we should have that in the description. Like, that's amazing. So that's
okay. Who we'll go out to. Yeah. So if Mandy, you were in the Western world growing up, you were participating in rodeos, you were around rodeo, how did you then like transition like wiener dogs and your animals like into the Western world, and all of a sudden like
pull them down with you?
Bree, i.e. Saddle Tramp brand, has one of your dogs. What an eclectic group. How did you do it?
That's such a great question. How deep do you want to go?
Oh,
deep. All the way.
Elbow deep.
All elbows. Elbow deep.
Andy followed Bree way back.
Yeah.
Back in the start.
I was an OG member of the Trampede.
Uh-huh.
Nice. CJ wants credit for naming it the Trampede. She talked about it in your podcast. He's like, that was me. I knew
it. I did name it the Trampede.
CJ, we believe you.
I was an OG follower. We maybe didn't practice the most safe sex, and Fancy got pregnant. You know, those wieners.
Classic mix
knocked up.
And Dolly was such a special little soul. Like, she was the most precious little puppy, and I was like, no. People tried to take her. I was like, no. Like, your eyebrows are enough. You can't take care of her. I legitimately said that. But if you're not taking care of your eyebrows, you're not taking care of a dog.
Truth.
You know what I mean?
Truth. I found, like, 15 people that wanted her, and Mandy was, Facebook stalk them and be like, no, they can't have her.
No.
They can't have her. They can't.
Like, you're not good enough. I would never want a puppy to go to somebody who I didn't feel like was going to give them the best life.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
That's true.
You definitely want her to have her best life.
Yeah. So anyway, and my friend Amanda, you guys met her at the wedding. We were talking, I was like, man, this Bree girl seems real crazy and cool. I want to be her friend. I'm like, how do I make her my friend? And then I was like, give her a puppy. Done. So we actually made a Tinder bio for Dolly.
Oh my God.
And I slid right into her DMs with a Tinder bio. And she was like, I don't know if you're being serious. I don't know what's happening. I'm like, no, this is for real.
You got chosen.
We made a contract that like CJ got to marry her when Zach proposed.
Zach had to propose.
It was in the contract that Zach had to propose. Like, we didn't even know them. We just, like, were such assholes. And all this weird shit.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
This is the best story I've ever heard.
I'll have to send you the Tinder bio. It's pretty solid.
You might be asking for that. Amazing. I think Angela's, like, legitimately getting a little emotional at the thought of this. She's, like, tearing up.
What a loaded contract / puppy. Incredible. Ownership? That's amazing.
I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable, but in the contract, Bree's gonna be like, please don't tell people. We also put that we got her anal virginity. But it was funny.
I'm gonna
go follow Kylie
part of it.
Yeah. Amazing.
Funny. It was either gonna like make her block us and possibly get a restraining order or be friends with us. And it worked out in our favor.
This is what we call a high-risk, high-reward situation.
Don't know who it says more about, though, Bree or Mandy and CJ, that this all went down. I don't know who that says something about.
I'm inspired.
Yeah.
Truly. So, really, so you've been, like, hitting this marketing game hard from the beginning. You had these puppies, and you were like, let me... Let me prostitute out my puppy.
I don't even know how we got Western Eye. Like, yeah. So, what? You want to say where CJ is touching me? that's really truly what it started. There wasn't a hell of a lot of rhyme or reason other than, like, I was laid up on the couch and had nothing to do but those pictures of my dog. And I truly have no idea how we took a right turn into being like, well, Fancy's a fashionista now.
I know exactly how.
How?
CJ, tell us the story.
A local And Mandy and her mom made Sandy her first outfit.
It was a ball gown.
And they went, and Sandy was by far the prettiest dog there, the prettiest costume, and they didn't. Fancy didn't win.
Oh, hell no.
No.
She came back. She's like, this contest was rigged. This is bullshit. She just like went full on and she's like, I'm going to win every contest. And so she just started making her and her mom just make outfits. And
my competitiveness is no, like, hey. It's a sticker. I did win this. I'm going to win the world now.
Won back-to-back Halloween costume contest last year. Two different stores. We took first at both. They took first and second at one, and then the group took, we took first at the group at the other one this last year.
Amazing. Some people would get a real hobby, but here we are.
I'm not going to lie to you. I had no idea that there were so many dog costume contests out there that you could consider yourself a hobbyist. It's a real thing.
You know, dog parents take shit serious. Like, it's kind of a huge industry. Dog parents are nuts.
Yeah.
Relatable. We're not the only one.
So, I mean, really, in a lot of ways, y'all have identified a market, and you're starting to corner it, yeah? Because you mentioned that you are starting, like, into clothing for dogs? Costuming?
I mean, it would be awesome. We talk about all kinds of things. Just the other day, we thought Fancy needs a perfume.
Oh, hell yeah.
If anybody else knows how to make a perfume, let me know.
Let's make it happen. Whoever is out there.
Listening.
Yeah. I think wieners and whiskey.
We're really good at marketing. We just don't have any product.
Yeah.
You know what? Honestly, that's better than the other way around. Products are easier to get.
Anybody wants to help us slide into our DM?
Oh my God.
I think we can probably find a person.
Yeah,
too,
we can find a whole herd of people. Amazing.
Because really, if any of you who are listening. Oh, go ahead.
No, you're okay. I do want Fancy to be like West Desperado level. Like, I want people to come to Fancy to know what to wear to NFR.
Oh,
because
that's
fucking weird and funny.
Totally.
I don't know what to wear. What is Fancy saying?
What is Fancy doing this season?
West Desperado who? It's Fancy.
It's Fancy, bitch.
I mean, Shaylee is a fellow wiener mom. We love her, but...
Yeah. And does she have one of yours or not?
No, she doesn't have one of ours.
She must just tag yours in the outfit post. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, that would be like a very close knit.
A few of her.
Fancy Fashion Fridays. Talk about iconic. Talk about a hashtag to follow.
Yes.
Y'all have done anyone from Kacey Musgrave, just like serving her looks, to Dolly Parton, to Wes Desperado. Amazing.
How did that start?
Is this all born out of your single costume contest? You were like, let's freaking go.
Yeah, out of my sickness of competitiveness,
And this is just you and your mom are making all of these together? Or just
and most everything's recycled. We go to thrift stores and just try to find what we can find to try to do it as cheaply as possible.
Oh my God.
My mom's a wizard with a sewing machine, and I can bedazzle some things, let me tell you.
You know, we talked a little bit about that at Brie and Zach's wedding, but I don't think I realized that we were talking dog costumes and not just like overall fashion.
Well, I could have helped with your shoes. Not that they weren't great.
I have a lot to learn.
I think the glue was the least of those boots' worry. I think the feet they were on.
The glue was just a very small part of the problem.
Doomed from the beginning. Just saying.
They have been through some things.
They've seen some things for sure.
As far as I'm concerned, they fared really well through all the time at the bar. It was like sometime between leaving the bar and the 3-hour escapade I went on until like 4 in the morning is when I think they just like didn't hold up so well.
And I am shocked that they didn't have blood on them from you falling down and scraping your knee
Let's not talk about that on public record.
Awful.
As far as I was concerned, I, like, fell off a cliff that night. I just, like, lightly stepped off a curb and went all the way down. We've all been there, am I right?
Yeah, but you could still drink out of them, so winning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
Brie
could still drink out of them.
Brie, I was going to say, I wouldn't say I could still do that. That was definitely a Brie moment, but iconic nonetheless.
Yeah. Yeah.
So speaking of the wedding, we got there and like, I would say the day before, we were dying laughing because you guys just did it, did the damn thing, got cardboard cutouts of both Fancy and Roscoe and brought them with you to experience everything and like gave them their own journey and their own like social media presence, which we got there and it was just, it all brought it full circle. I feel like that we felt like we met everybody.
And they turned out amazing.
They did. God. Those were stunningly realistic. Yeah, dare I say.
They were so accurate.
I mean, we did forget them at the bar one night. That was pretty irresponsible parenting.
They stuck Friday night at the bar.
Oops.
You know, it did trip me out for a second when I knew that you guys had the cutouts. And then I look over and CJ is cradling a real Doxy in his arms. Did take me for a loop.
Amazing that they were still there when you went to go retrieve them from the bar.
Whose dog was that?
That's our friend Amber's dog. His name's Trash.
Oh, yes.
And did he make it home safely? I heard he ate nachos, so he was well fed.
He did make it home safely. CJ's already planning to go visit Trash just last night. He was looking at flight.
Kansas City, Kansas. Go hang out
with Trash. Oh, my God. You know, Kansas isn't that far from us. I'm just saying. We would be willing to also meet Trash.
Love to.
Oh, shoot.
We're just glad we had to fly
because
it's like an 18-hour drive. I love touching wieners, but not driving 18 hours to touch wieners.
No.
I'm not Joe Biden. Yeah.
We all have to draw a line somewhere, you know?
Yeah. There's only so far you'll go to touch a wiener. I get it. I get it. When did the wiener puns start? Was that back in the day with the OG wiener? Was that like CJ brought that to the table?
No, the best thing about owning a wiener dog is the jokes.
Yes.
Every single time.
You know, I was
just so many opportunities to make wiener jokes with a wiener dog. But I will say CJ takes it to another level. He's good at that.
So, like, Mandy, are you generating the content? CJ is generating the captions. How does this work? How does your Instagram dream team function?
If it's an offensive caption, yes, CJ has generated that. No, it's definitely teamwork. I think we're pretty even. Trying to make it work. I don't know.
She designs it. I generally shoot it unless we can find somebody better.
Yeah.
And then she asks me if I feel funny, and then that's when we come up with caption.
Yeah. Well, how funny do you feel right now?
I saw a couple photos that I'm wondering if there was a self-timer used, and I think your pants were around your ankles at the time, so I'm not sure how fast you could have ran, but maybe Mandy gets credit for that. I'm not sure.
I didn't mean to send those to you.
Ooh. We'll have to edit that out later.
Oh, whoops. Note to edit at...
Stay in.
I'm just getting, like, the best image in my head of you as these... like dachshund stage parents.
Yes, like,
and you're like fluffing them up, like arranging their clothing. The other one has the camera. You're both like, "Yes, honey. Yes, honey." It's
That's
bringing me a lot of joy.
How it is. You know the people like on Influencers in the Wild, like the people they're making fun of. That's us. I'll do that shit in public. I don't care. My dog's a model.
I would love to see that spinoff account of, like, dog moms in the wild or something. Mm. Dog parents in the wild. Sorry, we'll be inclusive.
Yeah, it's everyone.
It's everyone.
I mean, maybe that's something we should start. Yeah.
See? Oh, my gosh. This is just, like, all kinds of ideas flowing tonight.
I get bouncing back and forth.
Anything for Fancy and Roscoe. Anything.
Anything.
Are there more wieners in the works? Did we just have an oopsie one time? Are we expecting more dogs?
Not at the moment, no.
Yeah, I feel like Mandy just looked
at... So we don't believe in protection, obviously.
If it happens, it happens. It was God's timing.
If God wills it, so it will be.
Yeah.
Children are a blessing.
Children are a blessing.
Children are, but puppies are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Children are.
I've been a mean about puppies a long time. That's kind of like a blessing and a curse.
I feel that. We just had puppies a few months ago. Yeah, like you said, it's a blessing, but it's a lot of friggin' work to have a, just a little pack of dogs for a little bit.
Super fun to be a dog aunt during those times. It is a ton of work.
There's so much work. I feel like people don't give dog moms enough credit.
Worked really hard to make sure that all of our puppies, like, we tried to introduce them to everything. Like, I wanted them to have their best little head start they could before I took them out in the world.
Oh,
that's a lot of work, man.
It is. And I know you guys say you're not dog breeders, but how you're raising them, I would just love for you to have like a ranch of doxies, just saying. Ugh. A wiener ranch, if you will.
One of our
a
little goals,
yeah.
Wiener have rescue.
A long and short rescue when we're older.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
When we're older, I'm like 3 yeah. years.
A wiener dogs, corgis, miniature cows, whatever. Just as long as they're short and long or anything like that.
You're a combo.
Oh my God.
I'm into short little things.
Oh, I love
my
that.
My heart is just bursting at the thought.
I know, same. Like, that is so sweet. So, social media game. You guys obviously have this Instagram account that is super successful, funny, amazing. Do you plan out content in advance? Is this just like starts as an inside joke? How do you come up with the stuff that you post?
That's random as shit. I wish we could plan out ahead of time. Some of the outfits definitely are just because they take a little more time. But no, I don't know. Somebody should help us with that too.
Maybe we'll just hire like a team tonight.
Thursday evening. I'm stressed out, bitching at CJ. I'm like, get the shot. Ready tomorrow.
I love that. But we've talked about this time and time again with so many of the guests we've had on both this season
all
and
of the other influencers.
And the makers, too, though, is really that, like, what... Because, really, I mean, you're doing a combination of two things now at this point. Like, you're obviously really creative and talented that you're making, like, these full-blown dog wardrobes.
Custom outfits.
That, like, the authenticity really comes through in whatever you're doing. And it doesn't matter, like, how bizarre or, like, off-base your content is. Like, if it's you, people are going to get on board with that and be like, give me more.
Yeah, if you like weird, you're gonna like us.
Meeting you guys, too, I was like, oh, this is exactly what I hoped for. Like, there was nothing in meeting you guys that I was like, oh, I wish they would have been more like they were online. Like, it was all...
No, that's very real.
It's all real. We're here to tell you, we drove the drive, and it is all real.
Aw. Lisa, it's hard, too, because I obviously love the dog dearly, but... I don't give enough shit to post, like, 24 hours worth of stories about them. You know what I mean? Like, there's only so many pictures of a dog you can look at in a day. So I try to cross over a little bit into dog mom land. Yes. But I don't know. It's hard, but whatever. You'll probably just unfollow us. That seems like your problem, not mine.
Seems like a you problem.
Well, at the end of the day, you're just trying to enjoy life with your dogs, you know? You gotta be present sometimes.
Yeah.
They grow up so fast.
Just trying to share the authentic pleasure we get from small wieners.
Yes, there it is.
There's the wiener.
That is a solid. I'm putting that in the bio.
So where do you guys see all of this going? Now, obviously, you've gained a ton of steam. You've accomplished your goal of being friends with Bree. That's very apparent.
That's
the contract
amazing.
Worked out. We didn't need to null and void it. CJ did, in fact, marry them. Where do you see it all going?
Can't say anything about the anal, but
well, we're not authorized to say that. Yeah. But.
Well, we'll give her grace on that one. I don't know. I mean, to the top because I'm competitive and I want to win everything.
To the top.
I don't know. We should probably make a game plan for that. I just want Fancy to be the best fashionista in all of the land.
Well, you know, I will. Tell you confidently that Angela and I would be the first ones to look to Fancy for fashion advice.
Yeah.
Not only at NFR time, but any time of the year. And if that perfume comes out, we would wear it proudly.
We would wear it. And
I think like in a nice wiener bottle, that would be a seller.
Oh, I'm seeing the ones like the old turn of the century perfume bottles with the little hose and the and the
little balloon. We're both making them gesture.
Did you watch the Paris Hilton documentary?
No, is it
billions.
Out?
Like with the, it is. It's on YouTube. But
oh my god!
She makes billions with a B on her perfume.
Oh, so this is it.
I think, this is the next step.
And it's perfect. You can have your perfume and your cologne. You can have the Fancy and a Roscoe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I do.
We're on to something now, girl.
We're heating up.
I do think that the dog outfits need to happen. I can see it in PetSmart, Petco, Amazon,
Think about how successful that booth would be at the NFR. Forget about it.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Yes, at the NFR, you could have... Oh my gosh, it's
imagine,
all there.
Imagine, like, you could do a beautiful collab with, like, Kelly from Little Bees. Mm-hmm. You could make...
We could have some bells.
Human and dog outfits side by side.
Oh my god.
Incredible.
Oh, man. Yeah, like a twinning situation.
Yes.
Yes. Like, back in the day when you had those American Girl dolls and you'd both dress the same, but
and
this
then
would
you meet
be, like,
in
better.
The middle at the Post Malone cutout.
I love where your head's at.
It's perfect.
Guys.
I mean,
big things are coming. 2021. Watch out.
Watch Woo! Out. Look
we're,
out.
We're here to support
Fancy
you.
Fancy and Roscoe.
Everyone who's listening
you.
Is witnessing greatness.
Yeah. I dare
yeah,
I say.
I don't even know.
So Mandy, CJ, tell everybody where they can find you. More importantly, where they can find Fancy and Roscoe on the interwebs.
Just at fr.bees on Instagram. DM us anytime. We always try to respond if you need fashion advice.
Yes.
If you need to just talk about your wiener.
Yes.
Whatever.
Also, Roscoe does have a Twitter.
Oh.
He doesn't have opposable stuff. So I really put CJ in charge of that.
Mm.
And he's failing. So if everybody wants to slide into the DMs and talk shit to him about that.
Yes.
that'd be great.
Beautiful.
Nothing like a little encouragement.
Long hairy wiener. Incredible.
Long hairy wiener. Okay.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
We have made Fancy an OnlyFans, but...
Oh, shit, chat. Get those bills paid, honey.
Okay. Uh-huh, honey. I
mean, if she could pay the bills, you know.
Looking for our dog to pay the bills.
So, everyone, I don't think you need any more convincing at this point. But
you
if you're
follow
not
them.
Following Fancy, Roscoe, CJ, Mandy, get to getting because it's incredible. This is top shelf content that you
yeah.
won't want
you don't
to miss.
Miss out on this.
So, follow FR Doxies on Instagram.
I feel like you're setting them up for failure.
I would never.
Like, oh, no, be kind of a.
No way. I would never. Because also, whenever they post questions or like open their DMs up for questions on Instagram, the feedback is incredible.
I would also say that their marriage advice is incredible.
Oh, wonderful.
Back to the boot. We did have everybody signed Breeze. I feel like most of it will keep private. But CJ and Mandy's marriage advice was just incredible. I feel like it kind of ties in with the contract. They just recommended that everyone try anal, and that was their marriage advice.
And so I think we'll leave you with that, everyone. Just like on that really beautiful sentimental note, follow Long Hairy Wieners on Twitter, follow FR Doxies on Instagram, and just get your daily dose of dogs.
Of wiener.
Of wiener. I was hoping you'd follow up with that. That was a really good drum kit, huh?
Yeah. I'm not sure what part of it.
I won't try that again. We'll leave it at that.
More merch, I guess we say.
Well, we cannot wait to see what you guys come up with next. And thank you so much for taking this time to just troll along with us, talk about wieners. We just appreciate it so much. And it was so, so great to hang out with you guys. I feel like we just met like a million best friends at Bree and Zach's wedding. It was just so great.
I'm blushing right now.
Thank you so much for having
us. Thank you. Thanks for letting us pretend like we're somebody on the internet.
Oh my god, you are.
You're not somebody, you're everybody.
You're everything. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Breaking Western Podcast. We are in season 2, Influencers and Influential People Within the Western Industry. We'll see y'all next week.